We continue our learning Le'ilinish Vastavi ben Menachem Rus and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyo. We're in Sukkah Perakei, Mishnah Ches, last Mishnah in the Masechta. The previous Mishnah spoke about a case where Yom Tov and Shabbos were in proximity to one another. So let's say, for example, the Shmini Atzeres fell out on Friday, so Isru Chag was going to be on Shabbos. The Kohanim could not go home. Or let's say the first day of Yom Tov was a Sunday, so they'd have to come before Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. So in those circumstances, even though that Shabbos wasn't officially part of the Chag, nonetheless, all the Mishmaros were equal regarding the division of the Lechem HaPadim. Our Mishnah is going to discuss a case where we have a day in between. Cholios Yom Echad Hafzik Bein Time. Between Yom Tov Shabbos, there's a day in between. Let's say Yom Tov fell out on Monday. So the Kohanim could have come to Yerushalayim on Sunday, on Erev Yom Tov, but they chose to come up on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. Or let's say Yom Tov, the last day of Yom Tov, fell out on Thursday. They could have gone home, but they decided to stay for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, this is how we divide the Lechem HaPanim in those circumstances. Mishmar says Mano Kavua, the Mishmar who had who was designated to work that week in the Mikdash, Hayonotel Eser Chalos. They would take 10 of the 12 loaves, 10 of the 12 matzah loaves of the Lechem HaPanim, and that itself, those 10 were divided 5 and 5 between the Mishmar HaNichnas, the Mishmar that was entering for that week, and the Mishmar HaYotzei, and the one that was leaving that week. That's what would be done on every Shabbos. It would go 6 and 6. Here it's 5 and 5. Hamis Akev. And the Mishmar that would remain, no tel shnayim, meaning all the Mishmaros that decided to stay around for that extra Shabbos or to come early for that Shabbos when they didn't have to because there was a day in between, they will divide amongst themselves 2 out of the 12 chalos. Uvasharim osashana, the rest of the year, hanichnas, no tel sheish, payotzei, no tel sheish, as we explained. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no hanichnas, no tel sheva, payotzei, no tel chamesh. Mishmar that entered would take two more chalos than the Mishmar leaving. That was the schar for the closing of the doors of the Heichal in the evening. And the Gemara says, now if you think about it, in the end, all Mishmaros end up being equal because you start out as a Mishmar HaNichnas, but the next week, you're the Mishmar HaYotzei. So why not divide it 6 and 6? Why 7 and 5? Either way, you end up with the same. So the first week you'll get 7, the next week you'll get 5. You could have done it 6 and 6. So the answer is, it's better for people to take the greater portion earlier rather than later. Then the Mishnah says, HaNechnasim, the Kohanim of the Mishmar that's entering that week, Cholkin Bitzafon, they would divide the Lechem HaPanim that they received in the north of the Azar, which is where they shechted the Kachay Kachim, so everyone would be able to see that they're entering the to do the Avodah. The Hayotzin, the Mishmar that was leaving that week, Bidarim, they would divide the Lechem HaPanim in the south of the Azara. This way they would know that they're leaving. Meaning we'd like to know, everyone should know what the Mishmar, who is the Mishmar HaNichnas, who is the Mishmar HaYotzei. We do that by having them divided the Lechem HaPanim in different sections of the Azara. The Nichnas in the north and the Yotzei in the south. Bilga, the Mishmar that had its name called Bilga. Every Mishmar had a specific name. Discussed in Divra Hayomim Aleph in Perichav Dalim. So Bilga was one of the Mishmaros, and the Mishnah here says, La'olam cholekes bedarim. There was a penalty that they have. The Chachamim said that even when they were entering, that Mishmar, that family of Kohanim, could only divide the Lechem HaPanim in the south. This was a never in the north, even though they were entering. That was one penalty. We'll have to see what Bilga did, or what the family of Bilga did. The Tabasa Kivua. Not only that, the Har Tabas, her ring literally was Kavua, was permanent. What does that mean? So there were 24 Tabos, 24 rings in the Azara in the north of the Mizbeach. Each Mishmar had one Tabas, and the purpose of the ring was to put the neck of the animal in that ring, to make it easier to shecht. So there were 24, one for each Mishmar. Now, some say the tabos were there to suspend the animals when they would remove the hide. Either way, the tabas of Bilga was kavua. What does kavua mean? It was closed. You couldn't use it. It was off limits. Why? because we don't want a bilga, that mishmar, to be able to use their particular tabas. And because of that, they would have to use a tabas of others. And the last thing about it, which was a penalty that they received for something, v'chalona stuma, our window literally was closed. In the lishkas ha-chalifos, where they would put the knives, as discussed in Midos Perek Dalid, there were 24 chalonos, each one for each mishmar. Some say chalonos were really closets where they would put the big day kahuna of each mishmar. Either way, the mishmar, Bilga's mishmar, this was closed. And this is all a knas the Chachamim, that the Chachamim gave this family of Kohanim for the following. Because one of the daughters of Kohanim of that Mishpah, her name was Miriam Bas Bilga. And she went off the derech completely. She married a general of the Greeks. And when the Yevanim entered the Heichal in the days of the Chashmonaim, so she came with them and she went up to the Mizbech and kicked the Mizbech and said, locus, locus, which means wolf. Ad masaya ta mechale mamonam shel Yisrael ve'ena ta omei lohem b'shas tochakam. This is what she said. Miriam Bas Bilga, how long, Hashem, are you going to destroy the money of the Jewish people and not stand by them at their time of need? Now, the point was the Mizbeach was really the source of prosperity for the Jewish people. So that's why she's kicking the Mizbeach. And of course, the Yevanim are coming into the Heichal. So this obviously is a disgrace to Hashem. And she was yelling at Hashem, how could you allow such a thing to happen, and even kicked the Mizbeach. So when the Chashmonaim eventually came and purified the Mikdash and brought the Avodah back, they gave a knas to that particular Mishmar in these three cases of the Mishnah. The number one is that they would always divide in the south, not in the north. Our Tabas, the ring, was not usable. And her chalon was closed as well. We begin Maseches Beitza. Maseches Beitza is also known as Maseches Yom Tov. Many of the laws of Yom Tov are found within this Masechta, and we will go through much of the halacha as we discuss the Masechta. But just in order to prepare ourselves for the first Mishnah, it's important to be aware of psukim that we find in Parshas Bishalach. The pasuk says, "V'hayah b'yom hashishi." When discussing Shabbos, it says that on Friday we should prepare that which we bring. What do we learn from there? That there's a mitzvah to prepare on Friday for Shabbos. A special mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos on Friday. And that would be true every Shabbos, there's a mitzvah. Now, this doesn't just mean that we cook and we bake on Friday for Shabbos. That's obvious. We can't do those are malachos. And the pasuk even says, Shabbos HaKodesh Hashem Machar, Eis Asher Tofu Eifu, Eis Asher Devashu Pashelu. So there must be some other type of hachana that Vehechinu Eis Asher Yaviu is referring to. And in fact, it's referring to hachana with machshava, either in thought or dibur, or where a person expresses, where a person says, I'm going to eat from this food on this Shabbos. And that's true regarding Yontif as well. There's a din of hachana for Yontif as well. Now, Shabbos and Yom Tov meals need hachana, but a sudas chol does not require hachana because it has no chashivos. I don't need a special hachana. Sudas Shabbos for Yom Tov or sudos mitzvah, they need a hachana. Now, that's what the pasuk means. V'haya b'yom ha-shishi v'echinu, the hachana has to be on Friday. A regular Yom Shishi is obviously a weekday, so it shows you that Shabbos and Yom Tov need hachana from a weekday. And that's why the Gemara says in Maseches Beitza, it says, Chol Meichin L'Shabbos, V'chol Meichin L'Yomtiv. A weekday can prepare for Shabbos, a weekday can prepare for Yomtiv, but V'ein Yom Tov Meichin L'Shabbos, V'ein Shabbos Meichin L'Yomtiv. If the Pasuk says, V'hayo B'yom HaShishi V'chidu, then Yom HaShishi is Stamf, Friday is a weekday, that is coming to teach you that the only day that can prepare for Shabbos or Yomtiv is a weekday. You're not allowed to use a Shabbos to prepare for Yom Tov, or Yom Tov to prepare for Shabbos. And that's the topic of our Mishnah. This is going to be known as Hachana, which something that's Muchan, the opposite of something Muchan, is obviously something that's Muktzah. Muktzah is something that's separated from use on Shabbos. So if you, let's say, yeah, example, you have fruit that fell off a tree on Shabbos Yontif, they're Muktzah. You're not allowed to eat them. Why? Because you didn't prepare them in advance. So there are certain things that are obviously food in advance and other things that you may need to prepare. So take, for example, if you have a tarnagolis, a chicken, that's normally used to in order for us to procure eggs from there, or a shore, an ox, that's typically used for plowing, those animals are not muktzah, are not muchan. You would have to designate them in advance and say, I want to shech this animal before Yontif. Yontif allowed a shech, but they would be muktzah unless you set them aside in advance. Of course, if you have a tarnagolis that's omedes la'achila, that is not being used for eggs, but rather it's being used for eating, so then I don't need a special designation before Yontif in order to shech that. That is the topic of our Mishnah. Now, if you have a tarnagolis that is muchan, where it's not there for its eggs, but rather to eat, so then you'll have to shech that on Yontif. And not only that, if there's a beitzah inside the animal, so then I should be able to eat that as well. If the guf of the tarnagolis is not muktzah, so the egg that it has should not be muktzah either. So that is part of the topic of our Mishnah. Now, one of the other things to keep in mind is that if you have, let's say, the following, an atarnagolis that's omedes la'achila, and it gives birth, and it lays an egg on Yom Tov. So the beitza is not muksa, as we explained. Tarnagolis is muchan, so the beitza should be a muchana. So, and I should be able to eat it. So the Mishnah is coming to teach us that even here, it's not so simple that the egg is okay and is not muksa. Says the Mishnah, beitza shenolda b'yom tov. I have a beitza that was born on Yom Tov from a tarnagolis that's omedes la'achila. So it sounds like it should be fine. In fact, beishamei om teochil, you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat the beitza. It's not muktzah. The tarnagolis was muchan before Yom Tov. So because I'm allowed, because it was not made for its, it's not, we're not keeping it around for its eggs. Keeping it around to shecht it. And in fact, I shecht. So I find a beitza inside. I'm allowed to eat that. Even not a beitza inside. The egg is laid on Yom Tov from a tarnagolis. That's omedes la'achila. That's perfectly acceptable. Ubeisil alomrim lo teochel. Beisil says you're not. So what's this all based on? So the Gemara explains that the discussion here in our Mishnah is where Erev Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. So imagine the following. Sunday is Yontif, and Erev Yontif is Shabbos. So what's the problem? Well, I'll tell you the problem. Problem is that we explained in our introduction that Shabbos and Yom Tov meals need hachana. What did that imply? The ki halacha that implied, it's not so much that we're supposed to prepare our food, but rather it teaches us that unless I am making something in advance that typically would be muktzah, so we have a problem. Shabbos, a whole day, a Friday, a weekday, typical weekday can prepare for Shabbos and Yontif, but Shabbos can't prepare for Yontif, and Yontif can't prepare for Shabbos. So the case of our Mishnah, we are discussing a case where the typical case would be where Yom Tov falls out on Sunday. If that's true, if a Beitza now is born on that Sunday, what day prepared that egg for it to be laid on Sunday on Yom Tov? The answer is Shabbos, the day before, because we assume biologically that if an egg is laid on Sunday, we know it was completed on Shabbos. Completed how? Completed by Shamayim. Hashem biologically prepared it. But guess what the Gemara says? Hachana bidei shamayim is considered hachana. So even though it's something Hashem did, that's hachana. That's a problem. That's how can't have hachana on a Shabbos. And therefore, Beis Hillel says, lo teochel. And in fact, we make a gzeira, according to Beis Hillel, on every yontif, atu because of the possibility when Yontif falls out on a Sunday and it's followed by a Shabbos. So the Gzeira is always that a Beit Shanol de Yontif, Basil will say, lo se'achel. That is based on this Gzeira. Now, once the Mishnah is discussing a case where Beis Shammai is lenient and Beis Hillel is strict, which is really not so typical, Mishnah gives another example where that happens as well. Beis Shammai omim se'or b'kezayis v'chametz b'kakoseves. The Gemara says we're not talking about eating chametz here. There's a Pesach halacha, talking about the halacha of biur chametz. How much chametz, if I have in my possession, do I violate bar yabal yamotze that I'm owning chametz? So the Mishnah here discusses the following. Beis Shammai says, if it's chametz, proper piece of bread, a cracker, then only if it's the size of a kosevis of a dry date. A kezayis, too small. You're not going to be chayv to do biur. You can leave that piece around. You don't have to burn that. You don't violate bar yabal yamotze. But if it's sa'or, sourdough, which can cause other items to become chametz, there were more strict, and there the shear is the kezayis, is the smaller shear. Beis Hillel omrim, no, they're strict. Zevozeb kezayis. Beis Hillel says that sa'or and chametz are the same. The same way sa'or, sourdough, you chayiv to be mevayret if it's a kezayis, so too, chametz proper, a cracker, a piece of bread, you chayiv to be mevayret even if it's as small as a kezayis, against the opinion of Beis Shammai.